The views and opinions of the host and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, Popeyes, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Excuse me for my interruption. Boy, come. And the quick reminder to say, this is the blonde. You went to the man number one town around town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Bada bada. Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom! It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 feeter. And this a DJ talk sweeter. See Lord, them just are up with the echo chamber. Watch your man. Play the play. I demon tear off the game. Them off is stepping with them cast it down them chain. Oh Lord, play 45. Let's keep them alive. Play this coming. See my feet jumping.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grandin, your company, The Foundation. Friday, November 8th, shouts out to my very good friend, Stephen Farquharson. You always call him Sky in the Luther, you always call him Sky, all these play. I don't know, yeah, this is him. He's celebrating his birthday. His birthday is coming up. We grew up together, so happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to all those persons who are celebrating birthday. Their birthday this weekend and, you know, throughout this particular time. But this is a very festive time. And, you know, I heard Mariah Carey the other day. So I know Christmas coming. My wife turned on something. She was watching something on TV the other day. It was Christmas music. I said, oh, baby, what's coming? So I'm excited about it, guys. This is... you know, very nostalgic for me, and I think for a great deal of persons, this is the time that you can be able to reconcile your differences and be able to get together as a family and just being able to have a good conversation about growth and development and really being able to, hopefully, this is what you do also, cast a vision for the next year, right, with your expectations. Now, a lot of us don't know if we can make it, but that doesn't have anything to do with being able to put the vision now, make it plain, that even if you can complete the race, that other persons can be able to pick that thing up and move with it. So I'm hoping that that you feel as festive as I am, and we could put down this murdering and killing and so forth and so on, and really being able to have a productive Christmas time. I know for politicians, they're getting into a great deal of things. Next year is your year. Next year, the determination will be before the end of the first quarter, whether we gain with you or we ain't going with you, right? The truth of the matter is that a lot of persons have already made their decision. They've already decided if they're going with you or they're not. They've already decided whether or not you're capable. They've already decided things. And so you're planning out. You're just playing out till the end of the thing. But I think that you already know the writing's on the wall. Now, I don't know if you can get like Hezekiah and pray for an extension of years, but we know what happened to Hezekiah after that. Sometimes you just got to be able to move with grace. Have gratitude for the opportunity that you was given and move on. Because we don't know what's going to happen after that. But, you know, let's talk about it. Guys, the line's going to be wide open. I want you to be able to do that. Let me shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you on this Friday. Make sure you go down there. We're still roughly within the first week of November. So I know you guys, you still need your cars insured. You still need those things taken care of. Your jitneys, your cars, your tractors, your bus, your this, your that, all these particular things, they can take care of you, man. The most affordable in the island, on the island, the most affordable here in the city of Nassau. So you want to be able to reach out to them, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They can take very, very, very good care of you. Actually, my guy, Etheric Bo, he can take good care of you. Or Mr. Richardson, right down there, number 407 Blue Hill Road South. So you can be able to get them in that particular space. It's right there across the shopping plaza. They're open 9 to 5 on the weekdays and 9 to 2 on the weekend, Saturday, okay? So go check them out and let them know that Howard Grant sent you guys down there. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in the paper. You can read it, see exactly what's what you know. They'll be celebrating 180 years. In a couple of minutes, they're going to be coming here and providing me information to tell me who win the thing this week. We said that every week we're going to be doing something very special for those persons as we celebrate our 180th anniversary, 18 decades. You can join us here at the Nassau Guardian and celebrate the milestone 180th anniversary on November 23rd, 2024, beginning on Monday from the Monday Pass, November 4th. Every day this month, we feature a blast from the past, highlighting pages from the oldest and most respected newspaper on record over the past 18 decades. Wonderful snapshots of the Bahamas transitioning from the abolition of slavery to the period of internal self-governance and independence and into the 21st century. Surprising keepsakes for history buffs or anyone who just loves the Bahamas. So make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Today, you can be able to see on the paper, Prime Minister, your true cost of living, but acknowledges prices are too high. Government promises action on high cost of living. Davis, I'm not worried about climate action after Trump win. Upgrade of BPL's grid. The imminent, it's imminent, right? And Colby Davis says, this is what she says in the paper, so you can be able to read that story and see exactly what's what. Prime Minister Davis, I really like you. I really do. I think that you are, over the course of, I don't know, if I were to grade the prime ministers, this is going to be difficult, but you're going to let me do this, okay? I'm going to grade the prime ministers. If I were to, without my ChatGPT, if I were to, from a historic standpoint, living through these particular prime ministers, understanding exactly what has happened in our society, if we were to grade them, this is how I would grade them. Let's go from the best, most productive prime minister who has developed infrastructure. That's what we can look at. We can look at development of infrastructure, the casting of a vision, the strength of the prime minister, good on his or her, well, his feet, being able to understand the importance of being able to move with the people. We're going to look at it like that. Now, for me, the best prime minister that we would have had so far in this country would have been Lyndon Pinlin, because he really started from nothing. He started from scratch. He started with the passing over of leadership and power into the hands of a young black man and a group of young black men who had a desire to be able to do some things. And I think that he did phenomenal, despite the fact that, you know, people are indifferent from a political standpoint and saying he could have done this. And what about what Cecil did? And what about the separation from the FNM and the free PLPs and so forth and so on? You know, history is a teller of tales, right? And as we look back to the annals of time and history, we can identify, especially if we contrast what's happening now, Prime Minister, and this is Howard Grant. You can call me if you want to. That's going to be wide open today. Prime Minister Lyndon Oscar Pinling, hands down, best prime minister in this country. He created offsprings. He created subsectors and divisions. He cast a vision. Know that they can do this. Listen to me. I think he's the best. He's the best prime minister that this country has had so far. Okay? Second person out of that gate, Hubert Alexander Ingram. Though Prime Minister Ingram did not necessarily have that charm and personality, right? If we can contrast him across the board to all prime ministers, though he was not an electrifying personality, he did something that I think none of the prime ministers did. He etched himself in the annals of time and history as a man that you can trust, a word that you can trust, hands that are steady, stable, and capable of being able to move forward. Okay? So the second person out that gate. So you go Linden Pinlin, you go Linden Pinlin, you go Hubert Alexander Ingram, and then you go Philip Brave Davis. Oh, can I say that? Is it okay? Philip Brave Davis for me. And this scene, oh, how would you look like you're trying to? I don't know why your people do this. This is an exhausting thing, but we can go through it. Philip Brave Davis has proven himself in this particular stead right now as we go forward. No matter if you like him, you don't like him, no matter if you're PLP or you ain't PLP, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. The prime minister right now has proven to me to be a prime minister for the people. Now, one of the things that I do not like with him, now you're going to ask me, okay, where Christie fall on that and where where Christie fall on that and where Minnis fall on that? For me, it's very difficult, but I would go Minnis and then Christie. That's what I would do that. And now, you know, Prime Minister Barry Christie, he's had a tenure. He had a generation in politics, over 40 years. He spent in politics over 40 years. And if we look at it, if we look at his commitment, if we look at what he's done over those 40 years, it pales in comparison to the very short time that we've been able to see Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis and Prime Minister Minnis, Dr. Minnis, okay? I think that Perry Christie could have done so much more with the time that he had, right? Now, if you want to be able to grade from this perspective of being able to see the most charismatic, the most articulate, the most, the one who can cast a great vision that persons can gravitate towards, you have to put Perry Christie at the top of that list right there. But we lose him in translation to application. We lose him as it's time to get the work done. We lose him. We lose the focus of his organization. We lose the focus of those particular persons that you can cast a vision, but you can't execute it accordingly. You lose it. All right? Now, I had to say that to say this, that I believe that Prime Minister Davis is a very good prime minister, right? From the perspective of being able to look at the contrast and especially what the country needs at this time. I think he's a very good prime minister. However, one of the things I must critique him on is the chameleon effect, right? The lizard effect. What I mean by that is that you blend into an environment to ensure that you can appease to all persons, okay? To have a strong position and then to kind of pull back to ensure that you always stay in the middle is not what we need right now. We need decision. We need decisiveness. We need a strong leader that can be able to move forward undoubtedly, without being able to say whether or not you agree with him or you disagree with him. His conviction must propel him in this position. He has a great deal of people that serve at his pleasure. He's sitting at the pinnacle in this country right now, and he's still saying statements like this: your choices fuel cost of living. But he acknowledges prices are too high. Let's read a little piece of this. Pick up the Guardian newspaper, all the information's in there. It says, after the backlash over the commitment, I'm sorry, over the comment that he made that the cost of living is determined by the people's choices, Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis later said that he's not seeking to downplay the cost of living, which he acknowledged is too high. Yesterday morning, on the sideline of the government's energy summit at Bahama, Davis was asked to respond to a recent University of the Bahamas UB study which found that the middle-class families need a monthly income of about $10,000 to afford a decent life in New Providence and Grand Bahama. I have seen and heard about the report. This is what he said. He says, I've not studied it as yet, but one thing when you talk about the cost of living, cost of living is also determined by one's choices. That's a bananas thing to say, Prime Minister. That is absolutely bananas. Not one of us make a choice. Not one of us out here make a choice. But you know what we choose? We choose better roads. That's what we choose. We choose not to have to spend so much money on fixing our car and our tires. That's what we choose that. We choose better roads. We choose better infrastructure. That's what we choose. We choose the fact that our prime minister relentlessly talks about climate change and what needs to happen from the world over, and yet when we come home, we're still dealing with bunker C fuel. That's what we choose. We choose a prime minister who recognizes that his language from an external standpoint needs to align with what is essential internally. You had Optimus Prime riding through the roads of Nassau to send it down to Clifton Pier to be able to fuel Nassau with a brand new old generation system. Yeah, yeah. We choose greater. We choose a better healthcare system. We choose an opportunity for the government to don't speak about diversification and innovation, but we choose a government that actually applies themselves to it. We choose a government that recognizes it from a statistic standpoint, not when it comes to the papers, but being able to have a intimate relationship with these entities and these departments and subsectors of government, that they can be able to feed in the various tentacles so you could make a determination as to how you're moving forward. We shouldn't have a conversation about 75% of the population the same time you're having that conversation. That's bananas. That's crazy. We shouldn't have a conversation about the significant decrease of persons who are of Bohemian elk. Simultaneously, you having that kind of conversation when we are alerted to these particular... We shouldn't have that conversation simultaneously. There should be a very clear understanding of where we are and where we need to be to make those particular things happen. So I want to be able to do that, guys. I got to take this commercial break. We're going to talk more about these things. The numbers you can do this at, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. I tell you, we're celebrating 180 years here at the Nassau Guardian. They're going to be able to do a little bit drawing right now. So let me take this quick commercial break, guys. You can be able to hit me up with a text. Quick break. Going to be right back after this.
It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 feet. This is DJ Talk.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame-grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus 4 chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day, boy.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tune in Gritzy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet this boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
Boy, ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Croc Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, the Foundation, live and in full effect. You know that we're celebrating 180 years in the studio. They boom rush me. I am excited about this today. And Dwight is here in all his apparel, all his chains and jewelry on. Guys, if you see him today, my God, you know he's doing his thing. Dwight, introduce yourself. Tell him what we're going to be doing today.
Okay. Thank you, Howard. All right. So we are very excited every Friday.
You never invite me on your show. I just want to be there. No, go ahead.
Every Friday, we are drawing the names of the folks who've taken part in our vision challenge. And Rachel from Printmasters and Wanda, our COO, are here. Rachel, tell us more about the competition, how it's been going.
Well, the competition has been going great, Dwight. We see the box is packed today.
Guys, check us out. GuardianTalkRadio.com. GuardianTalkRadio.com. You can be able to see everything right here. And we're also going to put it on the Guardian Facebook page so you can see everything. We ain't trying to pull nothing from under the table. Everything is here with clarity. You can be able to see it right now.
Yes, be a part of the excitement. So the box is full this week, Dwight.
Remind people who are not taking part in this, what's been happening, what they've been doing for the past 2 weeks.
Okay, so beginning the 28th of October, we started the Hidden Vision Challenge for the 180th, and the logo is hidden in the Guardian every day. So you purchase your Guardian and you find the logo where it's hidden. You circle the hidden logo, bring it into the Nassau Guardian, put your name on it, drop it into the box, and you could be a lucky winner.
Mm-hmm. And Wanda, you're going to tell us how much people can win? Talking right in that mic there.
Thank you to the listening audience. There is one winner per draw. And so Dwight will be pulling that one person who will win the $180.
$180?
Because we're celebrating 180 years. Yeah.
Let him know.
Yes. All so right. Thank you all. And so now, drum roll.
We should let Howard do it since he's the... Next week. You'll do it.
I'll do it next week.
Yeah,
they shake this up dead good. If this was a washing machine, everything clean.
Okay, Dwight.
Close my eyes and yeah.
Just don't pick.
Don't pull your cousin, Dwight.
Just go through it. Go through it, Dwight.
Okay.
All right, we pulled it out, guys. Nassau, GuardianTalkRadio.com.
Make sure they circle the right thing.
Yes, there is a winner. Mm-hmm. And the winner is Sandra Dean Smith.
Sandra Dean Smith. You got to give me the little thing. Let's get it together. Let's get it together.
So what does Sandra need to do now?
Sandra Dean Smith needs to come into the Nassau Guardian with a photo ID. And we will take a photo of her and present her with her $180.
Sandra Dean Smith, okay? Don't come around here if your name's Sandy Smith. You need to stop. Sandra Dean Smith, bring your information. We can be able to give you that. And what did they win today?
$180.
$180, Sandra.
Cash.
All cash.
Bitcoin currency,
not sand dollar.
Not sand dollar. Okay.
Not Bitcoin.
Not a check. It's $180 in cash.
Okay. Sandra Dean Smith.
Yeah. Hey.
Right. Yes.
So bring all your, and if you don't have Smith on your driver's license, then bring your marriage certificate that we'll be able to see.
Well, we have her numbers, so if her phone numbers match with what the name says, you know, we'll get the money to her.
Sandra,
so
congratulations to you. $180, you get that for the weekend. That should give you enough for a basket of food in the... I just want to be able to enjoy yourselves. Congratulations to all those persons. We're celebrating 180 years here at the Nassau Guardian, being able to do that. We've done this the best for the entire time. So I want to thank you guys. What are we going to be doing next week? Same thing next week?
Same thing.
Same thing next week.
Same time
next
right
week.
Right here on your show.
Right here on my show, praise God. We're going to do this right through till November 23rd. So guys, please participate in it. Pick up your new Nassau Guardian every day and just look for that logo. Soak in the logo, put the information in there, drop it off at the Nassau Guardian, and we'd be more than happy to be able to take that from you. And hopefully you can be the winner next week.
Next week
Friday. Next week, $180. Right. You need that. Oh, my God. Praise God. You need no gas certificate, no voucher, cash money. Praise God. Enjoy yourselves, guys. Thank you all so much, Sandra Dean Smith. We're looking for you to be able to come down here. We're going to be able to have all the information. You can talk to Jenny downstairs. We take very good care of you.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, guys. I'm going to see you all next time, right?
Next time.
Praise God. Yeah. Bring more people in the studio next time, why don't you, right? We'll see you later, eh? Ladies and gentlemen, quick break. Going to be right back after this.
Died of working. Lord, them hear the disco playing. Boom. It make them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece.
Into the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Transform your home for less at Kelly's House and Homes Holiday Paint Sale, Friday, November 1st through Tuesday, December 24th. Enjoy 25% off house and spray paints, plus 20% off paint supplies, excluding net items. Our wide selection of paint colors is the perfect way to bring holiday cheer to your home. You'll also find the best selection of brushes, rollers, and pans, glue, bladders, paint thinner, and more. So catch the holiday spirit and paint up for Christmas at Kelly's House and Homes Holiday Paint Sale.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Excuse me for my interruption, but you come under a quick reminder to say this coming Friday, and please come over the line.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We just started off a good conversation talking about these things. You know, it's a Friday. I want you guys to be a part of what we're doing. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Or you can hit us up, 422-4796. That's the text line. It's our blast from the past today is that it really doesn't feel like this. I don't know whether or not because we've been talking about him and he's really not left the room, hasn't left the conversation, even though he has kind of transitioned and passed on. It's been 10 years tomorrow, November 9th, that The Guardian, it was on Monday, November 10th, that The Guardian actually put all the information in there. A tragedy strikes. Monroe, wife, and seven others killed in plane crash. This was on the November 10th. But I think that this happened November 9th, which was a day before. And this is none other than our beloved Miles Monroe. It really didn't feel like a decade. Like, it really doesn't feel like a decade. I think because he still lives in our conversation, lives in our subconscious, lives in our psyche, and his words are profound and continues to be able to lend significant weight. And it's almost like persons are looking for prophecies to be fulfilled to some of the articulations that he's made before he's transitioned. We're celebrating 10 years since his passing. So that's the blast from the past in the papers right now. You can be able to see that and see exactly what. Sandra Dean, make sure you come get your money, eh? $180. Sandra, you had to pay one number. My God, you had to do nothing. You're a decent woman. You could get a little something, a little grocery, if that's what you do. You can get all you can be able to have a good weekend, right? Go out, have a good time, whatever you do. I don't know what you're going to do, but you can be able to do that. And we want to be a part of that. We want you to know that we appreciate you being able to purchase our papers here at the Nassau Guardian. We would appreciate you guys for tuning in. And we want you to know that because you've been a part of us for 180 years, you've allowed us to be a part of your homes. You've allowed us to be a part of your conversations. You've allowed us to be a part of your space, your growth, your development, your insight, and structuring those things. You've allowed us to be able to give space to your voices with the letter to the editor. You've allowed us to be able to kind of put your things out there in the classifieds. Because of that, we wanted to give back to you guys. So we thank you so very kindly for being able to be a part of that, man. Guys, like I said, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper all through till the end of November. We're going to have this kind of a conversation to talk about who's going to win this $180 and how we can be able to amplify that. Pick up the paper, identify the logo, circle the logo, put your name, your number, your information, so forth and so on, and you got it. And you got it. Praise God you can be able to do those things, okay? Let me read a couple of these texts and see exactly what's what. It says, Howard, You're quite right. Mr. Pendleton was the best. If it wasn't for NIB, Bahamians would be eaten out of the garbage. This is a lot, what you said, okay? It's a lot. I think that this was the best thing Mr. Pendleton did, and more, too. It's too much to mention. But Howard, you're right on target. This is a text that's coming through. It says, let's see if I can read this. Pendleton, Ingram, Minnis, Christie. I can't breathe yet because he has not finished his term. But I would say this. Minnis had a pandemic that impacted the world and Dorian. Things that no prime minister in the Bahamas had to deal with before him. And if I were to add the current prime minister in the mix, we in this country are hurting more now than we did during the pandemic. I got to commend Dr. Minnis for being able to get his, I can't remember which university wanted to be able to shower accolades upon him and provided him an opportunity to come speak. They've identified him identified our country as one of the country who fared very well during the pandemic. And they wanted to give him commendation for that. I congratulate Dr. Minnis. But that's not the only thing that has marked his tenure. That's the 2 out of the 4 years that he was in. And whilst we were locked down for those 2 years, murders were still happening. We were locally on the ground, indifferent with how the Coconut Boys, I don't know why we do this, the Coconut Boys and the Bay Street Boys and this Boys, and I don't know why they keep putting boys on this. But nonetheless, this is how they label it, fellas. The Coconut Boys and all those vendors who were trying to make a couple dollars on the streets, the issues that they had to go through. The fact that a lot of persons who allowed them, who had their buildings, their duplex, their apartments, and so on, who had persons living in that, they wasn't able to make income. It was an indifferent time, and I can't just grade him just generally for people, because our preservation is not just from the standpoint where we're living, but how do we survive? How do we live? I think for me, locally, individually, I think there's a lot of things that he could have done. And I believe that sort of the mindset associated with the fact that he took on this kind of a totalitarian mindset, something that we saw, it wasn't unfamiliar. We saw this in Ingram before, this kind of a ISIS mindset and concept and idea of inclusion. I think that's what Minnis did. And the reason I could put Bray and Minnis at this particular juncture is because the one thing that matters is inclusion in democracy. The one thing that matters in democracy is your ability to participate. Now, you don't necessarily have to take what I offer. You don't have to agree with me. But when I offer these things, I'm not rejected. I'm not closed out. And I think that Prime Minister Brave Davis has been able to show the country, no matter how indifferent we are, that he's listening to our voices. And now the way he does it is peculiar. I might as well tell you. The way that he does it in sort of a backhanded way, where we saw, you remember Clint? Clint came out, yeah, well, the Prime Minister had to do this. And the Prime Minister, well, when the Prime Minister speaking locally, and he, you know. And then next thing you know, he was kind of shuffled off and went over to ZNS. You remember this? And then the Prime Minister came out almost like a savior and say, well, you know, not that, is it? This is what I do. This is why we create these things. I hear what you're saying. I agree with you. No matter if these things have been discussed in private and there is a course of action to be able to take with these particular things. I'm telling you, I grade the Prime Minister in a particular manner. I like him. But I believe that the indifference that exists in these particular spaces, especially with what we're seeing in the papers today, I do not believe that this sort of an idea just to say anything and then backtrack on it and fix it and then come back and say, well, this is what you want me to say, right? I believe that that is the way that we should govern. I do not believe. I like the concept of inclusion. I think that you should be proactive as opposed to reactive in nature. I've seen a lot of reactive approaches in your marketing and all these particular things. I know that a great deal of my callers and whatnot, guys, the lines are open before we get out of here. I have a lot to say, but to say that it's my choice, your choices fuel the cost of living, that is bananas to me. We didn't choose this, man. We didn't choose to leave our homes. Many of us who flood Nassau, we didn't make this. This choice was the choice of survival. This wasn't a casual choice. This wasn't a flippant choice. This wasn't a choice over what to do on the weekend. This wasn't a choice between whether we want grits or rice. This wasn't that kind of a simple choice. This was meet you want today choice. This was survival. How will my last name live? This was survival. How would my relationship survive? How can I stay with a woman who I can't take care of? This is the choices that we make in this country. How can I stay in a relationship? How can I have more children if I cannot make the money? This is the choices that we have to make in this society. The only choice we get is between whether or not we could afford a particular type of rum or not, so we could forget the tribulation that many of us endure in this country. Many of us. It's bananas to hear the Prime Minister say this. It's bananas, and I'm sad to see this. Your choices fuel the cost of living. This isn't our choice. It isn't our choice. We didn't choose to pay a higher bill. We didn't choose that. We've been living in the same house, doing the exact same thing for the past 6 years, and my God, you didn't hit us every year. Bop, 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 bop. Increase it. And we chose not to get upset and irate. And we chose to throw up our hands, and we chose to enjoy the side of our mouths. We chose to hold. We chose. Many of us prayed, and some of us have even left that. But to come to the hill and say that it's our choice, that 75% of a population of almost 400,000 people squeeze on 121/7, and we have acres and acres of property home, we got generation property home, but we can't afford the gas just to be home and afford it. We didn't choose this. We chose family. We chose survival. We chose to believe through optimism that the idea of tomorrow will be brighter than the tribulation of today. That's what we chose. That's what we chose. We didn't choose this, man. And for the Prime Minister and the cabinet at large to be able to come sort of an idea, a play-by-play idea, all the time we hear Chester Cooper talking about the family islands, people are going back home, the family islands are being able to open up, there's innovation and creativity, other opportunities are coming there. Where? Swain, where? Where? I have gotten a couple telephone calls over the past few days about opportunities that exist specifically. And in the midst of these opportunities, persons are calling me and saying that they're getting pushback. Locally, in Grand Bahama, by an authority outside of the jurisdiction that they're in, and governmentally, that they're getting pushback. But this cannot be the government that speaks about diversification. This cannot be inclusion. This cannot be the government that speaks about empowerment. Because when we choose to tap into entrepreneurialism, when we choose to tap into a streamline that can be able to separate us and put us in a different tax bracket entirely, we y'all choose to swipe us out. That's a bananas. That's just these type of things people are going to consider, because sobriety has to be the call of the day. Sobriety has to be the chance and the avenue of how people make a decision in the next general election. You got to choose with sobriety. You got to choose for your children. You got to choose for the next generation. You have to make the right choice. And no matter how good the Prime Minister is, no matter where we put him on this spectrum of leadership in this country, the choices have to be made for the preservation of the Bahamian people. And unless and until the PLP as a collective understands that we need to preserve, we need to ensure that we provide an opportunity, we need to create avenues, we need to cut the red tape, we need to give significant access to Bahamian people. then you're going to. That's just what it's going to have to be. That's why people calling me questions. People calling me, asking me questions and saying things like, it's wide open if you want to be able to give me a call. On 1 o'clock, we're going to open it up and have a good conversation about these particular things. But people are calling me and asking me questions, these kind of ideas and so forth and so on, about how I feel about Kamala or how I feel about Trump. I know with Trump in, his care and concern is the engine that fuels America. That's middle-class families. That's entrepreneurs. That's small businesses. He's going to provide opportunity for expansion, growth, and development. Rich people can get be taken care of, but he was going to create, in my view, based upon create an opportunity that can be a trickle effect for the entire region, for the 46 million of us, that we can take an opportunity, an advantage of an opportunity. 46 million of us that live within the Caribbean. We're going to need an opportunity because there's too many people migrating from one space to another in the Caribbean right now. That exists here is mirrored throughout various spaces in the Caribbean. We are losing hope. And leadership can't say things like, well, you know, your course, your choices fuel living. That's crazy. Guys, we've got to take this commercial break. We're going to get to new, and we're going to be right back. When we get back, I want you guys to be able to be a part of the conversation, please. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you can hit me up 422-4796. That's a text. All the texts will be here. I'll read it when we get back. Quick break, guys, on this Friday. We'll be right back. After
this the DJ Dog Sweet. See on him just up with the echo chamber. Watch your man. Play the play. I didn't want to rock the game. Them off is tipping with them cast it down and chain. Oh Lord, play for divine. Let's keep them alive. Play the team of the jump and please. But when we play LP, see them really love me. Team of the jump and spring. But this a dance and a free. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people them tired of working. Penepen, Lord, them hear the game. Boom! It make them feel like dancing. Rocha man. I miss you black at the microphone. Chanting. Boom! Chanting. Boom! Chanting. Yeah. You black at
this is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Oh, na, 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 na. It's my time again. The day from Mr. C. I wish I could live to see if one live in unity all those Christmas. This Christmas, I wish I could live to see. No blood, no shed, no one, no dead. Father's Christmas, Father's Christmas. I'd like to know if the youths and youths they can live together. Show love and respect for their one another. Forget about the war and crime. Stop the violence in this time. Mankind, can't you see that it's wonders and sand? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I thought we should start the vibes at Christmas. Is it okay? I mean, I see some of y'all wilding out for Halloween, right? We should do something for Christmas. It's Christmas time, guys. I think we should charge the atmosphere with the exact same thing, and let's make this particular thing happen. Guys, be a part of the conversation today. Please hit me up. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Somebody text and say, Howard, let the people talk, right? The lines are wide open, guys, if you want to talk. Nothing ring so far, unless something's wrong with the phone. But the numbers are on the conversation. Please do that. We can be able to jam and have this kind of a conversation to talk about. It says, while locked down in my house, burning current all day with my children, still give me a cheaper bill. This is what they're saying about Venice. While locked down in my house, burning current all day with my children, they still give me a cheaper light bill during that particular time. It says, I didn't choose to have a light bill that equals to my rent. Mother's sick. Wow. Dwight, this one for you. It says, Dwight looks like he going by his little thing. I guess they saw you on GuardianTalkRadio.com. GuardianTalkRadio.com. You can even see that, right? So how I tell Dwight I will give him $5 if he pulls my name. Okay, well, that time is coming and gone, right? Text him and tell him next time he can be able to do it, right? Let's be able to do these things. It says, great shows, user Howard. Me and you have not agreed on some things, but I agree Penland was the greatest prime minister we had so far. So far, you ain't named Papa. Papa is second. Yes, I did, right? Papa is second, right? So let's be, this is good day, Howard. I need you to know why PMH doesn't take referrals from NHIA doctors, right? Okay, so give me the information. Let's talk about these particular things and see exactly what's what. There's a call on the line. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Oh, it's bad. I was listening the other day, but the Brave Davis decided to use $10 million to improve the image of the Bahamas since the U.S. State Department had put out advisory.
Yeah?
Okay, why didn't he just come on TV and say, or the radio, and then let me invest $10 million and try to educate us black people?
Are you talking about the same thing that on Thursday's paper says the government spent $10 million to fight bad press?
$10 million, yes, to improve the images due to the U.S. State Department putting out advisory about traveling to the Bahamas.
So what you wanted him to do instead?
Your education.
Okay, so tell me what you think. What parts of education? How would you educate people? Tell me the silhouette of that kind of a program. What would you do?
Okay. For starters, improve on the police. Because buying cars and giving them firearms is not sensible education. Improve them on how to speak to people, how to talk to people, how to approach people as a criminal. The police insist on turning people into criminals so they stay employed.
Okay. This is heavy what you're saying.
Would you
okay.
believe one police used the slogan, if it wasn't no more criminals, there'd be no need for police?
This is a lot what you're saying. Okay, so essentially customer service. So teaching them how to deal with people. That's one.
Yes.
What's the second thing?
My friend,
give me three things.
You approach a person is the way you're going to turn out if this person going to be a sensible person or he's going to be an A. So you 99% of cops turn people into criminals. Have you ever been stopped by the cops? I'm asking you a question. Have you ever been stopped by
I've been stopped by cops, yes. Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Guns drawn?
No, I never had a gun
no
drawn.
No guns drawn?
No.
Because I hear you refer to yourself as a light-skinned fella, and you're really not. I don't know why,
What does the people call me? I know, I say myself as black.
That's the phrase you use there when talking to God. And God is my very good schoolmate, mind you.
God tell me I light-skinned. These fellas.
No, God made his eyes shut.
Praise God.
All right.
I've been stopped by police here in the country.
My friend,
I have been stopped by one police in particular who seemed to have an issue with me. No. Listen, I've been stopped by one police in particular. He used to go to a barber shop that I used to go to at one point. You know, we talking and everything was cool in the space and I knew who was who. And I get stopped on the road. And the way that he spoke with me, because I say, what is this all about? I didn't do anything. But, you know, I guess that's the personality of individuals. But I don't necessarily have no problems with police officers in this country. I don't.
Another thing I wanted to bring to your attention. The gang bill they passed. Remember that? They was in some anti-gang thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that politicians and police are the biggest gangs in any country?
This is heavy what you're saying, sir.
Already then.
This is heavy. I appreciate your telephone call. You're doing a lot today. Because if you can put it like that, then you have to put in this kind of a gang category. You're going to have to put your Masons in that category. Oh, Jesus. Now, how about you getting deep? Yeah, if that's what you can do. Because these organizations that commit themselves to each other and ensure that the safety of the organization is utmost, is not necessarily rejecting society entirely. I don't know whether or not I could say politicians and police officers are the biggest gangs in the country. I couldn't say that. That's wild to say. I couldn't say that. But, you know, That's not for me to say. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up 422-4796. These conversations are hard to have sometimes. With honesty, with transparency, as you formulate an opinion about these particular things, these conversations are hard to have. I don't believe our politicians, I don't believe our leadership in the country has elevated and matured to a very clear understanding that you're dealing with the public. I don't think that they have. I don't think that they've elevated to a position with a clear understanding that you're dealing with people who never grew up with you. I don't. For instance, I'll give you this. I had no problems doing my series. Now, if you listen to me every day, my former series, you notice I ain't say nothing about it. I'll tell you why in a minute, right? But I had no problem. We went through September. I told you what I was doing in preparation for September. We went through all those particular things. In August, I told you all we're going to do something. In September, we went through all the preparations. I told you that we sent out the letters. We did this. We did all those things. Members of Parliament came with me. We talked about those things with transparency. I asked nobody for a dime. I should be very clear. I didn't extort no one. I didn't say, if you want better grades, pay me. I didn't do that to one member of Parliament. Not one. Not one. I went through October 1st, 2nd, all the way through October 12th. On the 10th, it was a particular person. Sudden, I am berated on social media. They talk about my father's last name, my granddaddy's last name. Say, I ain't nobody. They start cuss me right out like a dog. All over the media cuss me bad because of one member of Parliament. I ain't fooled. One member of Parliament who's afraid of scrutiny, obviously. And this particular person didn't even do bad. They didn't participate. I had to keep calling them. And then I gave up on calling them. Then eventually I found they did what they had to do. I only wanted participation. I didn't want nothing else from nobody. I didn't ask a soul for nothing. But my name, over the course of 5 voice notes now, has been up and down on social media as a scum bucket, as a this, as a that, simply because this person must have been charged, gassed up by a member of Parliament or collective members of Parliament who are afraid of scrutiny. Why are you scared? What you come to this game for if you scared? Court, if you scared to play ball. This what this is. What you scared for? Is idiot did well or you didn't do well? And we can know all these answers when D-Day come. But you're fighting me. I believe that politics needs to mature in this country. You got to mature, man. You can't be cussing people but their ma and their this and their that and they all this dog and this and that because you are afraid of scrutiny and what you're supposed to be doing, what the people paying you for. This is bananas. People paying you to do your job, but you can't do because you don't know how to do it. But you ain't even got the guts and the insight to ask somebody, well, how do I do this? You're just out here flamming, fluffing, jiving. That's what you're doing. And if someone says something about you, they is the devil. We got to kill them quick. Y'all need to stop this in this country. We got to mature and develop for the country that we envision. And sometimes I just take constructive criticism. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of Ireland. 242, somebody asked me, was it a PLP? 242-300-5720, hit me up, 422-4796.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, 52?
Yeah, what's going on, Mr. Howard Grant?
What you saying, man? Everything good?
Yeah, appreciate you today, you know, Mr. Howard Grant.
I appreciate you.
You're 42. Hats off to my brethren, Juan McCartney, since he was talking about, I mean, for some reason, I have a love-hate relationship with the word transparency, mm-hmm. because it's being misused. The two meaning really, you know, we know what it means, translucent, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
To be clear, right? But and also, all right, let's say I see cameras being installed all about Angus, and they have these sophisticated cameras all about in the Lambo. The ability to put us in a panopticon, right? But true transparency for me, with my little pea brain, right, is to have a camera in the office of the PM when Mr. Minnis signed that paper with Satpal, Dana, and Oban, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to have cameras everywhere in government entities. That's transparency.
Mm-hmm.
But we see in a situation where officers are not carrying cameras, right?
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned an officer pulled you over because of a barbershop talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I mentioned this morning CA News. Standards should be implemented in order to control these type of environments, especially in a closed-knit society like us, where an officer or anyone with power can just tell untruths. And so if we as citizens are not acknowledging this problem, we are a part of the problem, even though some of us may have the solutions. And so this is sickening for me because it's just a revolving door of nothingness, like I've been saying, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
You know this, and I know that. Mm-hmm. So if we are not acknowledging the problem, I'd like to thank the caller who called in to CNU and said that the officer is wearing an ankle bracelet. But the question then becomes, allegedly rape, right? But, I mean, that's not the worst of the worst. Rape is really animalistic and barbarous. I really hate it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there are officers accused of doing far more dubious, more dangerous things than mm-hmm. that. They're not being monitored. So safety mechanisms between the public and the police should really be looked into now that the fact has already been established that they are rogue officers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting around every day talking with a few bad apples. You're really contributing to the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hence, this is a door of nothingness. Secondly, the gentleman that called and talked about the government with the 10 they could have done with the education, he's totally correct. Now, let me tell mm-hmm. you what's going on. I know you're rich, right, Howard? Do something for more, right? Don't fight me.
Okay, now,
you're private school, right? But you see the lady here, because she came on, I think somebody came on and realized, highlighting the fact it's just the environment with the government school, because the primary school that my daughter goes to, their teacher does Zoom classes with masks and everything just to make sure that these primary school children in the government school. So some schools have different implementations, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what my daughter's telling me from disturbing behaviors from people in grade 3 and things is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So this is unknown to us. So we could sit and talk BS all day. Now, here's where I have a problem. These people are asking for donations to do things like put in air conditions in the classrooms. And I had to buy computer papers and all mm-hmm. of the art supplies, the glue and all that. When I was in primary school, these things didn't exist.
Never!
So hello?
They never existed.
Yeah, so now they exist. So the government, if these geniuses could go and spend $10 million on PR, right? What that shows you, that's what they're all about. PR is the order of the day. Psychological operations and PR is the order of the day. Most people are so imbecilic and so busy that they don't even know that it's the government's duty to lie to you and deceive you. People just don't really get it because... Now, another joke for you. Did you take a look at the Iron Mountain Report, or also known as the report from Iron Mountain? Did you take a look at it, or are you afraid?
No, I see it yet.
But
I'm afraid.
I'd be mad with you if you don't look at it, because now, when you look at it, when I have the next conversation with you, and you could see why I just get vexed when educated people come on the radio and say they are not conspiracy theorists, when the whole world is based on conspiracy, man. Because they're underread, and they only read, they call it books, and they never take other outlooks. They can't think beyond them what they have taught. And so, if you believe that there's no conspiracy, you should just throw your brains away. Give thanks, my brother.
I appreciate your telephone call, 52. Thank you so much for that. Let me take the next one. Call over on the line. Go ahead.
Brother Grant.
Hey, what's he say?
Man, I don't want you.
Hey, hold on.
Believe I was trying to duck you.
I just tried to tell you now you ain't calling.
No, what happened is that we were getting our seniors together in Bamboo Town to take them out today.
Okay, I
can trying to help the member of parliament with that.
God still wants his vitamin malt?
Seniors today, oh, Clifton, there for a little ride. Just treat them. Just for being amongst us.
God,
listen to me.
You hear what I say? I said, God still want his vitamin malt.
No, God's right. God's right.
Two potty.
And guess what? I can
and
bring it
bread.
Sunday, but it ain't going to be fresh. I'm going to bring it to him fresh.
Okay.
Fresh. So whenever he's on your show, I'll have my person who takes me around. We're going to come and present him that on air.
Okay.
To show the country that I'm a man of my word.
Okay, praise God.
Yeah, but listen to me.
Because we're looking for your call.
No, I'm not really busy. I was honestly busy trying to help. You know, do my little part with the member parliament trying to get this thing off the
Praise
ground.
Praise God, you did well. Go ahead.
I was really tired. I said, but oh, God, I didn't believe I ducking him.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to me, Brother Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Some strange things are happening.
Okay. Talk to me.
Some things are floating around in the air. I must talk to you off air first.
Mm-hmm. This ain't no conversation about post-Bimini.
No.
I get a call.
Today.
Watch me. I got a call last week, Saturday. Say there was a conclave in Bimini. They give me all the breakdown and information and say what's happening in Bimini. I'm not going to say that on air.
Let me hear if you hear what I hear.
No, no, I'm not going to say it on air. I am saying to you that it was a conclave of the government of the day in Bimini.
Yeah.
And then the synopsis of, they are setting out letters and setting things up and separating or whatever they're doing.
Ten or less.
This is the information I get from Bimini.
I said 10 or less.
Okay, yes, yes. Okay, I guess we get the same call. I'm not going
to
fault you.
Okay, listen to me. We need to talk off-air, though. I need to share
you got my number. Call
you.
Me today.
And once it's correct, I find out that it's correct and true, then I'll come on air with it.
Okay.
Okay, but I can reach out to you sometime this week. I know you don't take no calls on Sunday.
No. Sunday is
no.
Layered.
No,
laid
I can call you
there.
On a Sunday. No. Sunday's a day of rest. Mm-hmm. I can try to hit you either, if not this evening, sometime like me. That wouldn't be. Let me invite you to the fair tomorrow, man. Come out by the fair.
By the fair in Bamboo Town? In Bamboo Town?
No. But the PLP is having a fundraiser, an event.
You want me to come to the PLP fair and they're trying to kill me now?
No, man, come out there.
Jesus,
nobody,
God.
Come out there, you with me.
Okay, praise God.
Me, you, and Rodney, man, can sit together.
All right, tell Rodney, give me one MAGA hat, too. I won't go sit with him.
Yeah, but I can hit you up.
All right, my brother, I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly for that, guys. Let me take this quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back after this. Oh, na, 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 na. It's my time again.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Honey, barbecue,
Popeyes,
sweetest spicy or new.
Signature, hot wings.
Popeyes,
what's your favorite?
Roasted garlic, parmesan, tastes so good, chicken, you know.
Popeyes.
Now available at Popeyes in Nassau.
Popeyes. Popeyes. Popeyes.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at the.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's your one, yeah.
Oh, na, 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 na. It's my time again.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company. Guys, the lines are wide open. Give me a call, 323-6232. 325-4316-325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up 422-4796. I got a call maybe a month and a half ago. Somebody called me from Zedness, text me from Zedness. Stop saying family of islands, right? You know something? Tradition is a serious thing, you know. Why can't I say family of islands? Why you fight me to say what Zedness say? The devil is a liar. This is the choices the prime minister is referring to is the choosing between rainbow spaghetti, that mess, or Campbell's. Eat crap or die trying. There's a text that's coming through, right? There's a text that's coming through. The only choices we get is between the two ramen noodles. That's all the choices we get. We get to choose whether we want our sardine in tomato or in the brine. Or we get one other choice. We got in the oil. That's the choices we have. That's the choices we have. You don't get to choose that we don't want this type of vegetables in here. Why these vegetables and bananas look so soft? Why the strawberries cost $11? Why? We didn't choose that. I didn't choose that. We got to choose our words carefully when we're coming to the public. Because these things, we live on edge in this society. And I just want to be honest with you. We live on edge in this society. And in this kind of a position, when we hear these things, it's offensive to us. Because you really believe that we're making these choices? Like we wake up and make a choice to live the way that we're living? This is crazy to me. I didn't choose this. I didn't choose, you know how much money I spent on rent since I come to Nassau? I didn't choose that. You know how much money? Jesus, do you know? I was in Nassau for 10 years. No, I lied to you. 2012. I came in Nassau in 2012. We're about to be in 2015. 2012, August. My first time in Nassau. No, but my first time in Nassau after the election and being able to make a decision as to exactly what's what. My good, decent cousin, Maggie, right? You know Maggie. Maggie Colebrook, if you don't know Maggie. Maggie's my cousin. She's from Business Point. Maggie says, Howard, come to Nassau. I said, Maggie, I can't come to Nassau. What Nassau? I can't do that. What I can do? I got children. I got my wife and things like that. I can't come. She said, well, just come for a visit. I said, okay, no problem. I came for a visit. Maggie introduced me to the city. I did a couple radio stuff. I did all those things. I enjoyed it. But I said, okay, let me go back home. Went back home. Nothing for me. This happened in 3 days. Nothing for me. And in fact, it was an argument that ensued in my family. Because I'm going to tell you, right? I guess be transparent with y'all. I moved in with my grandmother when she asked me, right? So I brought my entire family because the house was empty. No one was taking care of Grammy. It was in home. And so I stayed there with my grandmother. And, you know, over the course of time, I think I was with Grammy maybe a year and a half, 2 years, however long it was. And so Grammy said, you don't have to pay anything. Right? So I said, Grammy, I can't live here and not pay nothing. Grammy said, baby, you don't have to pay anything. You can take care of me. So my wife cooking, I cleaning, we fixing up, we doing all these things because we ain't paying nothing. That was the agreement, right? And I moved to Nassau, and it's just funny how life works in a way where even tribulation propels you to destiny. You all have to let that sink in. Even tight tribulation with loved ones propels you to the destiny and the call that God has on your life. If this is the type of thing that you believe, I don't know. But this is what happened. And so I made that trip, right? And in making that trip, I came back. And let's say I came back on a Monday. I came back on a Monday looking for something to do. Looking for something to do and being able to do those things. And so my uncles came in and my aunt. And they say, you spending all the Grammy, you using all the Grammy current and this and that. And I say, what do you mean? I don't even use the dryer. Grammy had these things set up, right? So I said, we wash Grammy clothes, we do this, we do that, we do all these things. Yeah, but we have it. And that, I don't know what happened. I was angry. And I said, y'all ain't never got to worry about me again. That happened on a Tuesday or so. I came back Monday, that happened on a Tuesday. Thursday, I caught a flight. Went to Nassau. My wife is in Orlando, right? And I said, baby, I gone. Okay? From that day to this, I only visited 8 Mile Rock a couple times. But it propelled me into this kind of a space. It propelled me into this sort of an idea that this is where you have to be. But even now, I'm finding myself in this position where, you know, I am homesick. I realized that I've spent so much money just trying to be able to survive. I brought my entire family here. We changed everything just to survive. And then when I read statistics and I read this information, I find myself that I'm a part of this 75% that's causing Nassau to sink, obviously. I'm a part of this congregation that has moved away from home and not expanded our homes. I'm a part of these things. But has there been any consideration that ain't nothing there? Has there been any consideration that violence, domestic disputes, alcoholism, sex, all these particular things, sex for money, all these things, that's what exists in these particular spaces? There's not real opportunity. The talent, the God-given talents that that abide within us, we can't even get it out. We can't do nothing. Let's talk, man. It's insensitive for our prime minister to take on this kind of a position. I know he was just answering very quickly, but we have to think about these things because we live on edge in this society. And any little thing you say could lead to an argument. We've seen that over the time and time again in this country. And we want to keep rowing with our prime minister, but we need a prime minister and leadership in this country who is sensitive enough to understand where we stand here. This is what we're going through. And all we're doing is at night when it's quiet, asking God to give us a chance to get back and to revive us, to restore us, to rebuild us to a space where we know we come from, where our capabilities and our talents can. But I know I'm the only person praying like this. I know it. To see these things is discouraging. And so I got to be able to provide constructive criticism, encouraging the prime minister of where I believe that he can be and where he is on the spectrum for me as it relates to leadership in this country. But if you keep saying these kind of things, you ignore the fact that you're here to be able to assist these particular persons. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Sparky?
Boy, look here. You're so far in the distance, but that's a long way. But you know, Howard, let me tell you something. This upcoming election, Howard, I always talk about my age and time and stories and things that my memory I listen to you when you talk about your life, how you grew up, the things that you still remember, the amount of stories you tell about things that happened to you in your life, around your family, around politics, around going to school with your friends. And I have a similar lifestyle. I can go back to where I was about 4 years old, and I'm 73. And now let me tell you something. The next election coming up, I am so confused. You know this thing about this red shirt and this yellow shirt and this green shirt and this white shirt and 6,000 children coming out of school every summer with D-average. I am so afraid when I see the things how has changed in the last 10 years, I would say, in regards to COVID, Hurricane Dorian, the change from the FNM to the PLP, the situation we went through with the last prime minister, who I thought was an attempted to be a dictator, all of that. Howard, I am scared what's going to happen in the next general election. Because now, Howard, we ain't talking about me and you no more, you know. Mm-hmm. We talking about our children and our grandchildren. Howard, do you understand where you're coming from?
I hear what you said. I agree with you.
Hey, Howard, let me tell you something. May the 13th this year, I became a great-grandfather. I say a great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my children, they can't buy property in the Bahamas. My grandchildren can't buy property in the Bahamas to build a government home 50 by 100. But foreigners can come in my country and live better than us.
Our choices fuel that.
Our choices
fuel us, the prime minister say. Our choices fuel that.
Foreigners can come in our country and live better than us.
Oh, yes. Hello? Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
They can come in our country and live better than us on shanty towns and everything. I see one fella is reality. He's a Haitian. He's driving up and down Market Street in a Hummer. And behemoth trying to get a $5,000 Japanese doggone second-hand brand new car. Howard.
I read
you. When this fella sent his picture back to Haiti, how he leaves Haiti and comes to Bahamas and driving a Hummer.
Every one of them, 11 million of them want to come to the Bahamas. 11 million Haitians want to come to the Bahamas. And I can't blame them, Howard. Because me trying to get to the United States now, even the Haitians want to leave the Bahamas.
Oh, not me.
Oh, no, but I don't have nowhere to go.
Oh, me?
I born in Chippenham. I can't
want
go to Florida.
Nothing.
I ain't got no family over there. In fact, I don't have no family here. I'm the last member of my family living. The rest of my family dead.
My God.
Ma dead, pa dead, son dead, sister dead, everybody. Only person living in this country other than me is my daughter and my grandchildren. And they over in Fort Lauderdale, they in Orlando. And I don't think they're coming back. My son up in Canada, and I don't think they're coming back.
My God,
only me one here. I don't even know who to leave my damn property to.
Well, you got a lot of options. You got a lot of options, Sparky.
I ain't gonna leave it to no church because they get.
Sparky, Howard, you're doing a lot today.
We losing it in this country. We are losing it in this country.
I appreciate your telephone call, Sparky. Thank you so much for that. I like it. You stayed on tangent today. You stayed on point, and I agree with you. I agree with you. I don't think that our choices led us into this environment. I don't think so. I don't think that. I think that we have chosen a conservative path for the most part. We have chosen a desire to be able to get a few things for the most part. My grandmother, I'll give you an example. My grandmother lived very humbly. She was a supervisor for the switchboard. She was a switchboard supervisor at Batelco when she retired. A switchboard supervisor. Now, I know a lot of younger persons may not necessarily understand what that is, but there was one time ago when you called, you could call the operator could patch you through, right? So I used to be in the back there with her. She could be able to tell people, well, switch that over to this, switch that over to that, so forth and so on. She was a switchboard supervisor for Batelco. I don't know if she ever managed a management position, but she was a switchboard supervisor. That's what I remember. And, she was making good money there. And so she would get she had a dynasty. You remember the Chrysler dynasty when it first came out and you could move the chair and all these things, that bing, bing, bing. It was gorgeous. This thing was regal. It was beautiful. The presidential top, the whole thing on that. But I never saw my grandmother living out of her means. She came from an humble environment. We were living on generation property. She built her own house. She did these particular things. She took care of her 6 children. She did all those things as a married woman. My grandfather built a barbershop in the front there. We did all these particular things. These are choices that they made to be able to find some comfort for growth and development and providing a basic sound environment that children can know that this is home. All of us. And my family have traveled far and wide in this world. And for many of us, if not every single one of us, we still know Grammy House as home. Whilst we are scrambling in this Bahama land to find a home for ourselves, a space that we could leave for our children, the only place that we could remember from humble beginnings is Grammy Place. And we desire to find some place of our own. But I guess it's our choices that we make. Quick break. Be right back after this.
Show love and respect for the one another. Forget about the war and crime. Stop the violence in this time. Mankind came to see that it's wonders and sang. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wish I would live to see everyone living in unity.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is a telephone call on the line, 323-6232, 325-431-6, 325-442-4200-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Anton, what's up? All is well?
Well, right here listening to your conversation.
Praise God.
Praise God. Good afternoon to the nation. I mean, really and truly, Howard, there's nothing much that anyone could say with reference to Prime Minister's statement, right? Except if one knows the Prime Minister, one would know that, you know, certain things that are said could be taken completely out of context and could be great food for thought in the political realm, right?
Now, hold on, Anton. It ain't just political. What I wanted to kind of to clear up in our community right now is that I think so many of us are on edge. And even in our casual conversations, even conversations between you and I, if we're talking on the air, even if we're talking privately, there's so much that we're dealing with subconsciously. And outside of this particular space, outside, it finds its way in there. And so the Prime Minister is just falling to that also. I don't believe that the way that it's structured, is this what he means? I don't believe that this is what he means.
Say it again.
The way that it's structured, I don't believe that your choices fuel the cost of living. I don't believe the way that he says that is what he means. I don't think that's what he means.
Let me finish along what I was saying, along that line, Howard. And the simple truth of the matter is, as it relates to the Bahamas, and over the last, I guess, 20, 30, well, over the last 30 years, not 20 years, Howard. Over the last 30 years. You can hear me clearly, Howard?
Yeah, go ahead.
Over the last 30 years in this country, cost of living has skyrocketed.
Yes.
Over the last 30 years, Howard. I say that going back to the Ingram administration, right? Property in this country, Howard, has got Ingram's administration. Beginning under Ingram's second term in office is when it really took root and took off. And ever since then, in order for you to attain any comparable access to decent property where you can have good peace of mind, where you can have good quality of air, where you can have good restricted noise pollution, where you can have an environment where your children can ride around on their bicycle or go to a park, and you don't have to be all that concerned, even though you still have to be concerned about crime and its negative and nasty impacts. Where the people in the community are somewhat neighborly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at least professional and respectful, has slowly and certainly, beginning back to when Hubert Ingram was prime minister, crept out of the hands and the reach of average and everyday behemoths, Howard. Because, you know, going back to the Immovable Property Act is when things start to change in the country, right? For behemoths in particular. And you would find in this day and age, as you know, as someone who recently acquired or reside comfortably in the capital, you know what it is out there, Howard. And so you could speak to it to a degree as well, as to how expensive it is and how long and difficult the look would have been in order to just find something that you and your family could take hold of, right? And so how would, with all of the other factors that come into play, inflation, right? The natural increase in cost of living, right? This country being a country for the most part that imports 90 to 98% of what it consumes and uses in the country, because we are not a manufacturing nor a developing country like you are the first world nations. And so, Howard, all of these factors, when you add them together, Howard, it takes away the choice just to expand and give the details to what you've been explaining. It takes away the choice of you having an affordable cost or way of living. BPL included, water and sewage included, included, Cable Bahamas included. All of these services are very expensive in our country, right? And so we don't have a real choice in the matter as to what we could afford and what we can't afford. The only thing we could do is try and rise up to the occasion by doing things in our personal lives. But even when you look at it from that perspective, that's a completely different conversation, because even that is difficult within itself. Howard, you know, PM is surrounded by some people, and I got to come out to this. Howard, you can hear me, Howard?
Yeah, I know. This is something that you often say. But let me hear it. Go ahead.
Don't mess with me for people. PM is surrounded by some people, Howard, and, you know, clearly to a mind like mine, Howard. And I listened to 52's contribution, which was an excellent observation on his behalf, right? Let me acknowledge that. But Howard, not everybody who has education, Howard. Not everybody who attained education knows how to translate education. Not everybody, Howard, who call themselves the leader, knows how to translate these positions into opportunities. Right, Howard? People are in key positions.
Education. Not many people have wisdom. They may be smart on paper.
Precisely.
But they can't beat their way on a wet paper bike.
Precisely. Okay. Precisely. Precisely, Howard. Howard, you know, oh boy, look. PM Davis is a good man, Howard.
I think
he is. He's a good man, right?
I think he is.
Even PM himself sometimes says some things that leave me wondering, clenching and biting, right? Clenching my teeth, biting my teeth, right? But he is a good man with a good heart, right, Howard? A good man with a good heart. But his job is 10 times more difficult than it has to be, because when you are surrounded by a team of people who are not giving you the right advice, giving you the right signals, leading you or pushing you in the right direction, it makes it all that much more difficult for you to accomplish the things that are in your heart to accomplish. Howard, it's like Sabaz always says, you know, he ain't the smartest man in the room. What he does, he goes out and he gets who he figures are the bright minds to surround him, to help him to accomplish the objectives that is in his heart. He needs to be able to do the same thing more successfully than he has done in the last 3 years. Because the next 2 years, it's going to become more and more difficult.
It's going to be more and more conversations like this. And these are difficult.
Said it again, Howard?
I say it's going to be more and more conversations like this. And these are difficult conversations, especially.
And it's going to become more and more difficult, Howard, to realize what is within the PM's grasp right now, a second term, if PM doesn't make the changes that is necessary to turn things around.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'll leave it right now.
I thank you for your contribution. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Let me take the next call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing? C. Allen Johnson.
Hey, what's up, C. Allen?
I know we got a choice, Howard. We got a choice in 2026 or before.
That's what, if you can be honest, that's the only choice that we have. But in some environments, that choice don't even exist. This is what you're doing.
Right. But you know what, Howard, right? The information, let's just correct you, you know, education provides you the information. Comprehension of the information is knowledge. It's only after you properly execute knowledge that, knowledge is actually the proper, it's a proper execution of knowledge. So you have information, properly comprehended is knowledge. Knowledge properly executed provides wisdom. Mm-hmm. But what happens is, though, is that I know you talk about what the Prime Minister says and what he intends to say. The Prime Minister pays millions of dollars for communications to individuals around him. So we don't have to guess what he means because we want to always give the benefit of the doubt. So the thing about it is, remember, he spoke to it, but check this out. Howard, the Prime Minister saying, I am studying or trying to find out what the lady said, right? But here's a list of things that I will do to solve these things from the paper that I haven't read yet. It just shows the impulsive, just like Anton just said, an impulsive, reactive response. Because if the Prime Minister has yet to digest the paper, then how do he formulate a response to the paper he hasn't read? And so, again...
Perry Christie used to do that all the time.
Yeah, so this is... But leadership is not that. We have been supposed to be coming out of this this crisis, right, from the hurricane and for COVID. And so we don't have no time for try this, try that, because this is where the allocation of these millions of dollars has come in, that you would think that he's getting proper advice. Mind you, the Prime Minister is probably spending more on consultants than a $1 billion startup do. But what are we getting for it? And so if you actually do a SWOT analysis on what he says, and you do a PESTEL analysis of the circumstances where we are, what you have is harvested information, sound good, hope is the new dope that they feed us, and that they just harvest from someplace else. That this sound good, put it out. When you put it in context of the reality of the Bahamian economy, it does not align. What we have to do, Howard, is stop trying to heat ourselves by other people's fireplaces when we have our own firewood and our own flame.
Yeah.
And so, and this is the problem. You always hear, England this one, whatever. Howard, would you debase your relationship on what the neighbor is doing or based on what you and the wife is doing based on what's in your house?
Well, I'm looking at nobody else's relationship. I deal in
that's my point. So when we want to look at our economy, let's look at the aspect of our economy. Find out what it is. And this is what we're all about, data, and information. You know,
yeah.
We use this word innovation all the time. But you know what? Innovation doesn't exist without the first step called creativity. Let them tell us what the creativity is. We always say state-of-the-art. State-of-the-art means the most recent technology. You can't go back and get old technology and it's new to us and call it state-of-the-art. State-of-the-art has a meaning.
Well, see, Alan, well, yes. Technically, if we 10 years behind, it's state-of-the-art to us. But the world don't use this no more. My God. See, Alan, I got to go. I got one more call before I get out of here. Let me take this last telephone call before we get in here. We got 2.5 seconds. Go ahead.
What's happening?
Hey, what's happening, man? All is well?
Listen, let me tell you something. Yeah, I don't believe nothing but none of them saying. Okay. All them delusional. After 51 plus, yeah. But what? Anytime you hear, what's his name? Anton, Sparky, Popper, and all them fellas crying, then they tell you something wrong. What they don't want. And that brave ain't crazy. The Prime Minister knows exactly what he's doing. He's creating his own voting block on the side to try to catapult himself through. And he's dismantling all of the Christie and the Finland PLPs.
Wow.
He's creating something new. Look what he did to the Finlands. Look what he did
to Pfizer. Well, he can't do that. That might be detrimental to him because to create something new in the PLP, which is a traditional organization, that may be dismantling the entire concept of what it is. But let's talk more about that on Monday, God's Spare Life. It is 2 o'clock, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for tuning in with us today. I thank you for contributing. I thank you for your heart, your contribution, your ideas, and trying to being able to pour those things out there. Let's continue to be able to lead with passion, lead with determination, get off edge, and understand that we need to be able to move forward. Our week right here at the Foundation. We will see you on Monday, God's Spare Life, on 96.9 FM.
No retreat and no surrender, cause it's love we're spreading all over to the youths that's near and far. You can be a